The Bible talks about faith that can move mountains, but how do you develop this kind of mountain-moving faith? Learn from Gloria Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as she teaches the how-tos of faith that equip us with God's overcoming victory.
So today we're going to review just a little about faith, and then we're going to talk about patience. Patience doesn't sound nearly as much fun as faith, but it produces great results, great results. So Mark 11:22, Jesus is sharing some things about faith, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Now Jesus told the disciples that. He said that himself. He says that to us. Have faith in God. Why does he say that? Because with faith, all things are possible, the scripture says. But without faith, all things aren't possible. But with faith, Jesus said, all things are possible. Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Whosoever shall say. So this is the qualifications to faith. You got to be a whosoever. And then it says, he shall say to the mountain, not doubt in his heart. He shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. Things, plural. You've got to come. If you want your words to have power, you've got to come to the point and the realization that my words carry power. I have to speak words that I want to come to pass, and not words of frustration and doubt and fear and so on that I don't want to come to pass. Faith and words cannot be disjointed. They're together. Faith, what you continually say out your mouth is what you believe in your heart. If you continually say we're in debt, we're never going to get out of debt, how are we ever pay our bills, there's no faith in your heart. But if you start saying, I believe I receive every bill paid according to the Word of God, we laid hands on those bills, we prayed over those bills, we believed, we received debt freedom. And we quit borrowing money. That's a revelation, isn't it? If you want to get out of debt, quit borrowing money. Hallelujah. What a revelation. So this says, Jesus himself said, have faith, for I'm telling you the truth, or verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, this is faith, this is the mountain, whatever it is, debt, sickness, children that are not doing what you want them to do and what the Lord wants them to do, lack of a job, whatever it is, whatever the mountain is, whatever the problem is, that mountain is the problem. Here's what we do with the problem. Jesus said, I say unto you that whosoever shall say to the mountain, we talk to problems, we talk to debt, we talk to sickness, we talk to rebellion and disobedience in our family or whatever your kids are doing, whatever it is, if they're on drugs, if they're in alcohol, if they're in an illicit lifestyle, what do? You talk to the devil, you bind him and you break his power over them, and you talk to the thing that binds him, you alcohol devil, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Drug devil, I rebuke you. I rebuke you. I bind you off my children. You don't have my children. I mean, if money, debt, I rebuke you and I command you to get out of my life. Every time you pay off a bill, every time you get a bill, and you're endeavoring to come out and get out of debt, say, I call you paid. Do everything you can do to pay off as much as you can of that and call it paid. I call you paid in Jesus' name. What else do you do? You quit charging things. You didn't really have there was probably an American Express, but you know, that was for wheeler dealers. You didn't have a MasterCard and you didn't have a something that covered everything. You had a charge account at each department store or whatever you were doing. And so, you just charge it, and then you had to pay it out in installments and so on. And so that's the way we bought our first television, as I recall, was on the installment plan. But we found out there's a better way. Glory to God, hallelujah. And so we began to work against debt. We found in the scriptures that God would meet our needs according to his riches and glory. We found all the faith scriptures. But really, primarily what started us in the walk of faith was here in this scripture right here in Mark 11, these two scriptures in Mark 11, 22 and 23 and 24. So when we began to hear faith, we began to apply faith to our debts. And within 11 months of the time we started, we had paid off every note. We'd paid off our debts. We still didn't have anything, but we were out of debt. And so, you know, we had things, but not anything you'd want to keep. That was our decorating style. So, and so we said, okay, if the word says not to borrow money, we're not going to borrow money. Now, that was way back. I guess the end of 69, end of the 60s, the beginning of the 70s. And so everything that we've done in life since that time that we got out of debt, we've done it debt-free. Sometimes it took time, and it took patience. But, you know, once we got the swing of it, man, we began to rock and roll, hallelujah. Think about the money you'd save if you didn't pay any interest. Just that, hallelujah. So I'm telling you, it works. Faith works. It works for the healing of your body. It works for the salvation of your children. It works to get out of debt, to stay out of debt. You can pay cash for whatever comes your way. Why? Because once you get on the Word of God and you begin to believe it and you begin to obey God, not just about money, but about everything. See, the blessing in Deuteronomy, the blessing was available to the obedient. And the blessing was supernatural. You do what I say. This is in short what God said. You do what I say and you'll be blessed. In short, this is what God says today. You do what I say and you'll be blessed. Glory to God. Now that's the way we've lived all these years. We do what he says and we're blessed. And when you're blessed, that means that has in it increase. You increase. You should increase all the time. Every year you should be increasing. We sow seed, we tithe, and we sow seed, and we believe God, and we say the right words. We don't ever talk unbelief. If perchance a word of unbelief happens to come out of our mouth, which, you know, we've been doing this a long time, so that's really rare. But if it were, or if it did when we were learning, we rebuked it in Jesus' name, and we said, we nullify you. I cancel you words in the name of Jesus. You're not faith. I rebuke that word out of my mouth, and I command it to fall to the ground. Hallelujah. So we found out this scripture early on about faith. Have faith in God, Jesus said. So really, that's not an option. If you want to be obedient, Jesus said, have it. For verily I say unto you that whosoever, that would be you and me, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So, walking supernaturally in the blessing of God in faith, you have to have faith in God, which comes from the Word of God. You have to believe what's in the Word, and you have to say right. You can't talk unbelief and have your faith working. Words are very, very important. The word actually, words are the element of faith. God's words in your eyes and ears bring faith. Your words, based on His words, out against the situations, the circumstances, the desires of your heart, the desires you want in your heart, you want to bring them to you. Your words do that. Your words based on His word. So it's all about words when you get right down to it. Faith's all about words. Faith comes by hearing His words. We put His word in our eyes and our ears, and then we apply His word to our circumstances. That's faith. That's how faith is. Now, yesterday we talked about faith, but I just seem like I can't get off of it today. Look at how many times it says say. Whosoever, He said, I say to you. So that law was undergirded by Jesus' words to the disciples and to us. I say, Jesus said, to you. That's the first say. That whosoever, so it works for anybody that'll do it, shall say to the debt, to the mountain, to the problem. I'm talking, Jesus is saying, I'm talking to sayers, people who will say to the mountain. That's the way authority works. That's the way authority works anywhere. I'm telling you, if some policeman pulls you over on the side of the road for speeding, he's going to say something to you. And he has the authority to say. Well, we have the authority, which is awesome when you think about it. We have the authority to say to the debt, to the sickness, to the rebellion, to the mountain, to the sin, what we want to come to pass. And that's what Jesus was saying. And He said it works for whosoever shall do it. Whosoever will say to the mountain or the problem, be removed, get out of my life, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. How do you get that way? You get rid of doubt by feeding on the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So the more we feed on the Word, the more faith we have, and the more doubt is driven out. And Ken and I have been feeding on the Word a long time, but I can't do without it. If I want my faith to stay strong, I spend time in the Word every day. Why? Because I like victory. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Think about you and me having the kind of faith that would overcome the world. And yet that's exactly what Jesus said here. He said, whosoever. Who is a whosoever? It's whosoever chooses to obey God, to take the Word of God, put it in his eyes and his ears, let it get in his faith and his heart and come out his mouth. Power. Faith. Now, sometimes, you know, circumstances like us, it took us 11 months to get out of debt. And when we got out, we still didn't have anything. But we were out of debt. It took us 11 months to get out of debt. But we would probably still be in debt were it not for the Word of God. Only who knows how much money we would have borrowed by now. How many notes Kenneth would have had at the bank by now. He's listening, so I have to be nice to him. But I'm telling you, when we heard about, here's what I've been seeing so, it's come so clear to me, is that we have to have, people have to have, they have to honor the Word of God. If you're going to have faith, you've got to believe God's Word. You've got to believe, He says this, if I'll do this, then this will happen to me. You've got to believe that. You've got to say it and believe it. People that just, you know, they want faith, maybe they're religious, maybe they go to church all the time, but if they don't have faith in the Word of God, they're not walking in faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And you and I can't live without the Word, even though we've been doing it, many of us have been doing it 30 or 40 years. But it's not what you've been doing that gets results. It's what you do today that gets results. So that means I have to have the Word of God going in my eyes and my ears every day. That's what you need, is spend time. Get up early if you have to. Go to bed later if you have to. It'll make such a difference in your life to keep your faith moving and growing. Now, I know that the biggest majority, I believe, in other words, I don't know that for sure, but I believe that the biggest majority of you have been walking on faith for a while. How many of you have been walking in faith, endeavoring to do all you can do to walk by faith for, say, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 5 years? We've been doing that. All of us have been doing it. Ken and I have been at it for over 40 years. It works. I'm telling you, it works for anything. Big things, little things. Healing, deliverance of all kinds, hallelujah. We've never met anything financially that faith wouldn't accomplish if we'd stay with it. Faith can move mountains. You know, that's a great illustration of what faith will do. If you can move a mountain, you can do something. If you can move a mountain without a bulldozer, you can do something. And that's what faith does. And so Jesus was sharing here that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. Now we had to come to the place and the realization that it wasn't just what we said when we prayed, but it was what we say all the time, continually. What you say when that bill comes due that you don't actually have enough money to pay for. What do you say? What do you say? I believe I receive. I believe I have prayed and I have believed I received this bill paid. I'm not moved by that. I say, I call you paid in the name of Jesus. So you don't quit. Faith can't quit. If faith quits, it goes into unbelief. If you get out of the faith mode, you're automatically in the no faith mode. So we say, now look how many times it says say. Your words are so important. He believes in his heart that those things, all you believe in your heart that every word you say has power. Those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say. Now Jesus is putting his faith into motion. Whatsoever I say unto you, what things there soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, or believe that you take them, and you shall have them. So we take things that we need, whether it's healing, money, goods, cars, houses. We take those things when we pray. And how do we do it? I believe I receive my house. I believe I receive my car. Or if you know what car, you say what car. I believe I receive so-and-so car. So we take it. And then what do we do? Well, faith, of course, you know, this. The next verse talks about when you stand, pray, and forgive, and so on. So we understand and know that we're not going to have this kind of faith unless we're walking in obedience to the Word of God. This is not something, this is not just a formula, a success formula. There are success formulas and things you can improve in those because they're just common sense. This is not a formula, though. This is a life. Faith is a life. Faith is doing what the Bible says and everything that you know about, and you're always looking for something to do and something to change to get to be obedient with God. So faith works in an obedient heart. And we understand that, and we know that, for one thing, we have to forgive. That's just one of the things, but we forgive. if you have aught against any. Because if we don't forgive, we're not obedient. If we're not obedient, our faith's not going to be very powerful. But the other bright side of that is that when you do what the Word says, you're better off. Would you be better off in unforgiveness, feeling hard towards somebody, having bad thoughts towards somebody? Or would you be better off if you had said many years ago, I forgive him of that, I forgive her of that, and I am leaving it in your hands, Lord. I forgive. An unforgiving heart can't be a heart full of joy. You just think about if you remember when you got mad ever in your life. You were not full of joy. I mean, maybe you got mad. Maybe you know somebody did something wrong to you, and you thought about it, and you talked about it, and you resented it for month after month after month, sometimes people year after year. Were you a happy camper? No. But what if you'd have said when somebody did you wrong, well, Lord, I forgive them. I forgive them of that. I just loose them and let them go. I forgive them, and I'm going free right now. Hallelujah. Now that works. And so whatever God tells us to do is for our good. It's for our good. It is my good to have a forgiving heart. It is my bad to have an unforgiving heart, because then it messes me up. It steals my joy, affects my health. Nothing works right because I'm not right. So I just want to tell you today that we've got the power to forgive whatever it was. Maybe if you were just mistreated when you were a child and everything was bad and all that, and all this time you've held that against your father or whoever, and you can just go free today. You can just say, Lord, I forgive that. I'm going free from that. I'm not ever going to hold that against him or her or whoever it was ever again. And if it ever comes up in your thoughts again, you said, I have forgiven. You say, I have forgiven that, and I'm free of that. See, free, that's good. That's what we want. If we'll do the Word, we can go free.
We all have things that occupy our time and attention. There's the job, the family, stress, sports, bills, problems, homework, groceries, friends, holidays, parties, planning, giving, cares, worry, serving, running, cooking, cleaning, anxiety, fixing up the house, appointments. The list can seem endless. However, there is a way to have strong faith that produces the lasting results we desire. We need to make room in our hearts for the Word, and we can. Good Ground for the Word, keeping your heart uncluttered in an overcrowded world, by Gloria Copeland, will show how to clear out the distractions so you can hear God's Word and build your faith. Learn how to stop the cares, worries, and problems from creeping in and live a fulfilled life. Now is the time to declutter your heart. Plant your faith in good ground. Victory is what you can expect today. Order Gloria Copeland's CD series, Good Ground for the Word, for just $12 and discover the peace and comfort of a worry-free life. Receive an additional product discount and 48-hour processing when you order online at kcm.org. Recognize ways to unclutter your life and spend more quality time with your Heavenly Father. To order Good Ground for the Word by phone, call toll-free 800-600-7395. For this and other Kenneth Copeland Ministry resources, go to kcm.org.
All this week we'll be teaching on faith. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. So whatever mountains in your life, whether it's debt, sickness, lack of a job, you need a husband, you need a wife, children not behaving, whatever it is, we have to apply faith to get action from heaven. And so we want to talk to the problem. That's what Mark 11:22 says. Have faith in God, and tells us to speak. We speak to the mountain. We speak to the sickness. We tell the sickness to go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We tell money to come in Jesus' name. I know it's fanatical, but it works. Glory to God. Ken and I have been doing it for a long, long time. And faith works. If you're going to have faith, you have to believe and say the Word of God. That's how faith is released. When you put faith to work, you say words come out your mouth. And not just when you're praying, but your every moment words. You can't pray faith and then talk unbelief. So get in the habit of making your words agree with God's Word. Hallelujah. Today's product is Good Ground for the Word, a CD series I did, and that is a key to faith. Faith has to be in good ground. What is good ground? Good ground is your heart. The Word of God goes into your heart and it produces faith. Hallelujah. That's the only source of faith, God's Word. You just simply hear God's Word and you do it and believe it and do it. Hallelujah. So in this CD series, you'll learn how to stop the cares, worries, problems from creeping in. They come to steal your faith. Doubt comes to steal your faith. And you have to say, no, I'm standing on God's Word. I'm not getting off of it. I say I am healed. I say I am prosperous. So you can live in victory if you will apply faith to your life. Glory to God. And this CD series will help you do it. So get yours today, and when you get it, don't just put it on the shelf, but let it go in your eyes and in your ears and get faith. Hallelujah. Another thing you can do to receive faith is come to Branson, Missouri. Ken and I will be having a victory campaign March the 8th through the 10th. It's one of our most exciting meetings. Pastor Keith and Phyllis Moore are just give us that church to use, and it is a blessing. Hallelujah. So it's a good spot, and we'll see you there. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org.
He has called us to be free and be blessed and walk in the power and the outpouring of that blessing.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The Branson Victory Campaign, March 8th through the 10th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, Anaheim, California with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Dates to be announced. Celebrate 30 years in Europe at the Europe Victory Campaign, May 10th through 12th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Excel Center in London, UK. Living Victory Pacific Rim Faith Encounter, Honolulu, Hawaii, June 15th and 16th with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The Southwest Believers Convention, July 2nd through 7th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information on these and other events, go to the KCM website.